Let me just say that I think this indicates that, I mean, we're now coming into a period where there's going to be a real sort of arms race here with measures and countermeasures. So I think it really is critical that the work continue to be done on the anonymity side of things. And, I mean, I really compare this situation that we're dealing with right now to what we had in the early 90s with crypto. And, you know, when the first noises started to come out of Congress in the direction of some kind of key escrow requirements, that was what motivated Phil Zimmerman to release PGP. And I think that's where we are right now with the anonymity technologies. And I really consider these technologies to be the killer apps in terms of both privacy and First Amendment as we go forward from this point on. So I think keeping up with these developments is very important, because I know that the government is putting a lot of attention and resources into this.
Question. Assuming that we have succeeded in what we're trying to do, that we can deliver perfect anonymity so that, you know, it is impossible, if there's a gun to my head, I can't reveal the identity of someone. What do you think? We're in Canada, so we're somewhat removed from some of the U.S. but we expect that the U.S. will drive a lot of the, lawsuit and litigious nature towards us. What's your opinion on, one, restricting our service? Do you think the U.S. government could restrict it? And the next one would be, do you think that they could hold supporters or ourselves as third-party liable for the actions that are going on the service? So could they hit us with a third-party liability or willful negligence?
I think in a number of ways they are going to look at, you know, dealing with this issue legally. I mean, in terms of getting Canadian cooperation or getting the cooperation of any other government, we certainly have the precedent in the crypto debate. Fortunately, the United States has not been very successful in persuading other governments to adopt our policies and to go along with the key escrow policy. But on anonymity, I'm not so sure, because I think every government has a pretty strong interest in having the ability to track people on the internet. So I suspect that the U.S. agencies are probably going to get a lot more support in this area than they have in crypto. I think it would be very difficult. I think you're still going to need, or the government is still going to need, an ability to show some intent. And if your only intent is to facilitate anonymous communication generally, then I think you're protected. Yes.
Jim McVeigh question?
Yes.
The Navy violated the law, and the AOL violated their own contract.
Correct.
Isn't somebody liable civilly?
Yes. There was talk of a lawsuit against AOL, but AOL and McVeigh made peace with each other before the need for a lawsuit. There was some undisclosed settlement, and I'm sure it was very favorable to McVeigh. Yes.
Does Canada have the English system where the loser pays for the lawsuit, unlike the U.S.?
That's a good question. I would think they would have the English system where it goes the other way. Austin?
Sorry?
We have a legal question for you. Do you know if Canada has the so-called American system where the losing party does not have to pay the fees of the other party? Right, what is the situation in Canada?
Is it